Well, coming up here very, very soon, it's going to be Yule Fest 2022. It's the 44th anniversary of the Danish celebration in Elkhorn and Kimbolton coming up November 25th and 26th as we get to kick off the Christmas season with a fun in a Danish flair. We're going to talk about that this morning. Sean Sayers is with us in his real job. He's the manager of the Danish windmill in Elkhorn, but his secondary job is all things Danish, right?
Oh, of course.
Sean, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you?
Well, good, good. Is it? Are you ready to kick off the Christmas season now?
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Well, this is your first go around here with Yule Fest. Are you excited, worried, scared, nervous, or all of the above?
Let's go with everything, Jim. You know, it is my first time here. I haven't been in the area for this time of year before, so I'm really excited for it. Get some small rural cheer going for the holiday season. Can't wait.
You bet. Well, as with anything Danish in the Danish villages, I'm sure you're getting a lot of advice and a lot of help.
Oh, yeah, of course, from everybody. And everybody wants things done a certain way, and we are going to do it that way no matter what.
Very good. Well, let's talk about some of the events and happenings coming up here for the weekend with November 25th and 26th here right around the corner. I know you're going to kind of get things started. Just like always, there'll be a fun run in the morning as we kind of get that blood pumping early, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. We always have the Naughty or Nissa run. It's a 5K polar run, and we do awards for, you know, best dress, best costume, fastest, you name it. We got it. Nissa hats for those who pre-register, and you can register at the Danish Windmill website, www.danishwindmill.com/events. You can pre-register there, or you can register at the event at the Mermaid in Kimbolton.
Okay, very good. I know it's been a successful run in the past. Is it pretty much staying the same as it has before?
Yes, so far, yes.
Okay, very good. So folks will know the directions. They know where they're going. They know what to expect here for that event. Well, let's talk about food. If we're going to get together in a Danish fashion, it's got to include food. That's a priority. So how are we doing for food this week?
Yeah, so, you know, all the staples in Elkhorn. Obviously, we have to have some Danish food. So we have the Kringle Man Bakery. He's going to be baking Kringle all day long. Come in and get that. We have Grace on Main, some new American fare. They've won a bunch of awards recently, 2021 Outstanding Dining Business, as well as recently, I believe, Most Sustainable Restaurant in Iowa. So make sure you check that out, as well as Norse Horse Tavern, where they have a lot of great food and hot buttered rum. You can't miss that either.
All right, very good. Yeah, we're always going to get some good stuff. Well, there'll be plenty of opportunity, I know, for shopping. A lot of the shops are going to be open here for the weekend. They're going to have a lot of interesting items and in some cases have stocked up on the Christmas items too, right?
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, both the Danish Windmill and the Danish Museum of America, we'll both be running free free admission, as well as plenty of shopping, tons of gnomes, Christmas collectibles, Christmas market stuff. And then on top of that, you have the country boutiques at both the Elkhorn Town Hall and the Kimbolton Town Hall, where they'll both have, you know, different trinkets, collectibles, as well as really delicious home-baked food. And then on top of that, you know, we'll have the Nest Egg for women's clothing and accessories, Copenhagen Friday for art, fashion, and fun. You know, Old Danish Workshop's going to have tons of stuff to buy. Rustic Rooster is another big one that we have. Antiques, Christmas decor, tons of stuff, as well as home-baked goods. Just make sure you call ahead for those special orders because you want to get a lot of it. And, I mean, it just goes on and on. There's so much going on.
A lot happening during the course of time. And I know there's some music mixed in, too. Is there a concert again this year?
Yes, there is. The annual Yule Fest concert, that's going to be at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church at Saturday, 7 p.m. Just make sure you get there.
All right. And that's a free event?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Always.
Very good. And also we have some artistic things for folks to check out, right?
Yeah. So not just, you know, the concert for music. You want to check out some art, too. Go to the New Century Art Guild. So that's going to be open from Friday, 10:30 to 3. So if you're planning, maybe you want to come that day. For the veteran art exhibit, that's a woman's veteran art exhibit. So you want to make sure you check that out, as well as the free art workshops and refreshments. That's right on Main Street in Elkhorn.
Talk a little bit about some of the other things that we have going on. It's not just shopping and doing some of those things, although we encourage folks to do that because a lot has gone into that. But there are some other activities available, too, correct?
Oh, plenty of stuff. So you want to check out the winery. Got some great wine up there. Do you want to get tasting? So get over to Danish Countryside Vines and Wines. You want to check out the antiques. Elkhorn's got a great antiquing community, as well as Kimbolton. So make sure you get the Scandinavian treasures, especially for authentic Danish antiques. That's going to be in the Egg Crate Antique Mall, which is open every day. And they have like over 50 vendors full of all kinds of unique stuff that you just won't believe. You have to get through there. Make sure you check out Brunch with Santa. If you want to see Santa, you got to get over to Elkhorn Fire Station for brunch. Danish. They're going to have Æbleskiver Medisterpølse. You know, that's the classic Danish meal for Elkhorn right there. So make sure you get over there and enjoy some of that. You can check out Bedstamore's house. So, you know, see how grandma's house was about 100 years ago. Free admission there. Check out some of your own history, the Museum of Danish America Genealogy Center. You know, again, check out the windmill, the museum. Tons of stuff going on.
Yeah. Sean, talk a little bit about the windmill itself, because I'm kind of curious. That's your home there. So how much effort goes into getting ready for the holiday season at the windmill, as far as all the stuff that goes on in the background, the purchasing and selecting some of the different items that you might have that are different from the rest of the year? Do you put a lot of time into that?
Oh, it's huge, Jim. So, I mean, not only will we have, you know, free admission for the windmill, you can check it out. It's a freezer box right now, but what the nice thing is, we have some nice warm delectables for you inside when you get done to warm you back up. But, you know, this is the first year in a couple of years. We've been to Denmark. We went to market. We just got our Denmark shipment in about 2 weeks ago. As of today, it is now pretty much packed out in the store, ready to be sold. So we've got tons of unique items in the store, and there's a lot of work that goes into that. I cannot appreciate my staff enough for everything they've been doing, working hard to get this event going. So we are absolutely looking forward to it 100%.
Well, that's great. We hear so much about some of the supply chain issues kind of slowing things down or bringing some things to a halt, you know, making it about impossible to get things delivered in a timely fashion. But you've had a lot of success this time.
I've lost some hair, but I had a lot of success. Yeah, it's been good.
Well, believe me, that's going to happen more as you get a little bit older, too. Very good. Well, it's largely, a 25th and 26th of November kind of a thing. Will there be specific hours on those days that folks want to swing on by the communities?
You know, as long as you get here, I think by, you know, around 10 a.m. or so, definitely get here around noon or plan it around one of your meals, either noon or in the evening. As long as you hit there during those times, you'll definitely be good.
All right. Excellent. So lots of things for you to see and do. And as always, and they enjoy their parties in the Danish villages. That's for certain. This is kind of the kickoff event for the holiday season. Is there a lot of optimism this year after a few down, you know, with the COVID situation? We've had a few down years, not a lot of folks being able to get out like they normally do. Is there a lot of optimism coming into the holidays this year?
Oh, I would say so. I think everybody in town's looking forward to it. And listen, I didn't plug it already, so I know there's a lot of information going around, so make sure you guys get a brochure, either from the windmill in Elkhorn or one of the other businesses in the Danish villages, as well as on our website or Facebook page, so danishwindmill.com. Our brochure is on there. It's on our Facebook page. Make sure you check it out, because everybody here is super excited about Yule Fest this year. We've had a big rebound so far, at least at the windmill, as far as I can speak to that, in terms of getting people over here, high traffic. Everybody's excited. You can feel it in the air. So we're just looking forward to seeing everybody in person again.
Yeah, we don't want to skim over the brochure that's been put together, because it has all the things that we've talked about in here, specifics, the dates, times, all that kind of stuff, and some of the specifics about what you can find. But I was interested to see, too, that in addition to a little map of the Danish villages, it's got some of the notes there, too, about some of those things that you might want to check out, some of the local attractions.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can't miss the windmill itself. We have the Hans Christian Andersen bust, garden and park. Kimbleton's got the Freedom Rock and the Mermaid. You want to check those out, too. Hometown Christmas, you know, that's the whole hometown feel. And then Rustic Rooster, Two Chicks. That's, again, you know, that's up in Kimbleton. Great antiques there, great food. Tons of great people and things to do around here that you cannot miss.
Yeah, and I know you haven't experienced this firsthand quite yet. This will be your first Yule Fest experience, but I'm sure you've heard from some other folks. It seems like you draw from a pretty good area for this event.
Yeah, I feel like we do. You know, like I said, and like you said, I haven't been here before for this, but, you know, we do definitely pull a lot of people from Omaha, Des Moines, and all around the area.
All right, so we'll be dancing around the Christmas tree at the Danish villages coming up on November 25th and 26th. Hope you get a chance to check it out. It's the 44th anniversary of Yule Fest. They've been doing it a while, so that's why they do it pretty well. Make sure you get out and enjoy some of the events and activities, some of the good food, and pick up on some of those bargains you're going to find at some of those items, too. Get a head start on that Christmas shopping here this year. Sean Sayers is the manager of the Danish Windmill and helping to coordinate activities with the Yule Fest this year. Sean, thank you so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Have a great start to the season.
Want to talk, Jim. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.